Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Ramon Ray is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the editor of smallbiztechnology.com. It's an outstanding website. He is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, which is outstanding as well. And he's with us right now. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very, very much for having me back again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And more importantly for both of us, I guess, you're our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Ramon, you just had your fourth annual technology conference.
Yeah. About it. I mean,
congratulations on that, by the way, four in a row. How did it go? What did your people learn there?
I mean, it went very, very well. This is the fourth one we did, 2006, the first one, but I think they walked away with two things. I think the most resounding presentation that took place was one by Navy SEALs, and he talked to us about his experience in military, what he did in real life, but what it means for business. And that means when times are tough, when times are bad, you simply have to keep moving. So I think that was what people really enjoyed the most. He talked about being prepared, being able to innovate. You know, if there's a detour in the road, well, you still have to go beyond, but how do you get around that? Things like that.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's that moving thing, that's something I've been talking about quite a bit lately is move. Make sure that you move. You can't be a deer in the headlights. You can't get locked up. I'm reminded about what when the great Carthaginian general Hannibal was crossing the Alps with
Yes.
His generals came back to him and said general said sir, we can't get through the pass.
Right, exactly.
What are we going to do? And he said, well, we either have to find a way or make a way.
Exactly. I think that's
that's kind of what we got to do. We got to move.
No, you're right. Absolutely. And that's the whole point of what they were saying at the conference is that, you know, even though things are tough for all of us, you simply have to innovate. And of course, technology is one way. I mean, whatever it is, looking at financing, technology, your website, doing more with less, how to maximize what you have. These are all things that one has to learn when time.
Well, that's exactly right. The challenge we all have, though, is to know when to take action.
Right.
Isn't it?
Correct. And I think that one of the things that can help, my expertise at least, is that I found is that oftentimes you may say, you know what, listen, sales are down, customers are not calling as frequently as they want, things of that nature. What can I do to... And so, I mean, some simple things, our websites, for example, all of us have websites. You've talked about that, Jim,
right,
for years. But are you re-looking at it and finding out maybe how to engage more on that website? Many of us have email newsletters, and I bet many people have not thought of it more than 2 seconds. However, you better start looking at that because each and every sale...
That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I've been talking more and more about, Ramon, is the fact that our websites in the future... more and more in the future, our websites are going to be less our storefronts and more our distribution centers.
That is
meaning that people will still want to do business with you, but they may not want to spend a lot of time on your website. They may want you to come. They're going to want you to come to them, not for them to come to you.
Right, and Jim, that is very, very insightful. I never thought of it myself, in fact, but I mean, you're right, because you think of the person who wants to buy your or look up your law services from their mobile phone, they don't care about your website. They care about, can they access the information? You think about those who are on Facebook. Are you enabling them to at least see a little bit of information on your website on Facebook and other, not just Facebook as a geek way? But you're right. The website is a foundation of it. But you have to be able to meet customers where they want to meet them at, like any good hotel.
There are two or three, there are a handful of companies that I do business with in a year's time, once or twice or three times or maybe four or five times, depending on the company. And I can't remember the last time I was at, I don't even know when I ever went to their website to look around. But every month or so, I get an email from them telling me about something new.
Right. No, absolutely.
And so it does one of two things. It either tells me that I'm interested in what they're offering or reminds me of them. And I either look at what they're offering or I go then to their website from that link. But I didn't wake up thinking about them that morning.
Right,
and they
right.
helped me to remember that, hey, this is a company whose stuff I use.
Right, and that's the whole purpose, I think, of pushing information to your customers.
Push.
And going back to that point of how to innovate and what to look for, one topic I'll leave with your listeners is segmentation. Instead of sending that newsletter to everyone in the world, you better know who are your top 5 or 6 customers.
And who wants what.
Exactly.
And who wants what, so you send them the right stuff. Push, folks. I like the word. You've heard me use that before. The old way, Web 1.0 is pull. I've got stuff. I want you to come get it. The new way, Web 2.0 is push. I've heard about you. I'm going to let you send me some stuff. 10-20 Tail, stay with us. Right back with Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. Birds, ladies and gentlemen. A little oldie but goldie there. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out. Go there and use it to your advantage. We booked it for you. And I drink my own Kool-Aid, so if you want us to send you some stuff, if you don't want to come to my website, but you just want us to send you some stuff, we can do that too. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I do need you to go there and do that because we don't spam anybody. We only send our newsletter to people who ask for it. So I need you to do that. Just go or just go there and subscribe. It's easy as pie. It's the easiest thing to do in the world. Subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send you some stuff every Sunday by afternoon by email. Or you know what you can do? You can find me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Jim Blasingame, and we'll send you some stuff on Twitter. We can do that. So, as I say, I drink my own Kool-Aid. So check it out when you get a chance. Whatever we can do to help you, we'll do our best. Somebody else who will do their best to help you is Ramon Ray. Ramon is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. His website is smallbiztechnology.com. Ramon, we're talking about, when we went to the break, we were talking about pushing and pulling, and I want to come back to that and talk a little more about that. But you said something about segments when we went to the break, and I want you to elaborate on that a little bit more.
Sure. What's very important is that many of us have email newsletters and things of that nature, and that's good. But I think especially, and I don't want to just say that as a corny way, but especially in a down economy when things are tough, what's important is segmentation of the customer, knowing who your customers are,
yep.
how they want to be communicated with, and when.
And what they want. I mean, give you an example. There's a company that I buy shoes from.
Yeah.
Now they know not to send me a slingback open toe pump. They know that I'm not going to buy that shoe, right?
Right, right.
So they're going to send me the wingtip ad, right?
Exactly.
So that's the thing. They never send me something by email, which I've given them permission to do. They never send me something except for it's something that I might be interested in. They've segmented me from my wife, who would be interested in that sling back open toe.
And this is very, very important, Jim.
And more is the pity.
The audience needs to understand is that it's easy to do, meaning it's not that it's, you know, easy maybe with opening up a cup of milk or something like that. However, it's not as difficult as one may seem. Amazon.com and other great businesses, you know, Zappos have these multi-million-dollar sites. But you can do that, meaning a small business can do that, probably with their existing infrastructure using Outlook as a start or even spending a few dollars per month. So it's easy to do, and I think it's something that everybody should look at going into this discussion we had about how to do more with less.
And the beautiful part of this is you can do all this with very, very minimal budgets.
Right, absolutely. And I think for those who say, I don't have the time to do or expertise, that's where if you need to, hire a smart admin. Get one of your young employees, you know, who maybe or have their own Facebook page, ask them to read up on it. But the point is, if you can't do it yourself, get someone who can do it for you.
What do you think about Twitter?
I think Twitter's a great tool.
You follow me on Twitter. I follow you on Twitter.
Absolutely. So, I like it, and I think that it depends on what you're using it for, Jim. I think, for example, for me, I started following all hundreds of the people who were following me, and I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
However, on the other hand, many companies, some of your sponsors and others, have Twitter pages for those who are interested. Quick updates on the sale. Quick updates on a tip of the day. Quick updates on what's happening with your product. That's the power of Twitter, I think, for business.
We have people who have told us that they follow, they may follow a lot of people on Twitter, but they only have certain ones that they ask Twitter to send to their web, to their cell phones.
Exactly, and that's the key about it.
Which is going to lead us to a whole other discussion in a second. But my point is there are people, and I may have mentioned this earlier, people listening right now to my show who may have never been to my website. They found me on Twitter. They said, Twitter, send me whatever Jim sends, whatever Jim posts, send that to my cell phone. And so they, as I said earlier, if you remember, I said when I said I drink my own Kool-Aid.
Right.
We will, if you don't want to spend time on my website, but you still want what we have new, we have the technologies. People can develop the technologies to get that information pushed out to customers, and that's to me, Ramon. That is a paradigm shift. The way people want to hear from you, the way people want to buy from you and find out from you what you have, that's a paradigm shift over the 20th century model, isn't it?
No, that's for sure. One thing I'll add about Twitter for your audience that's very important to understand is that be true to your messaging, meaning I bet the day, Jim, that you started telling people getting on an airplane, going to get coffee, taking a son to the ball game, you would probably have people start not wanting to follow you. So
I don't follow those people. And,
right,
and,
right.
And I don't know if you've noticed, Ramon, I put a Twitter promise up on my page.
Right.
My Twitter promise is no clutter.
Right, and that's important, very, very important.
I don't tell people all that stuff. I only post things that I think have relevance to what people want.
Right, right, and that's critical, because if you don't, you'll alienate your audience.
Yeah, I agree. But so let's follow up on this
sure.
Wireless thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quote for you, Ramon, that I heard recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having to paraphrase because I don't remember the exact quote, but this is the essence of what was said.
Right.
Google believes that they will have more success in the future with wireless handsets than they ever had or ever will have with PCs.
Jim, I believe that 100%. I mean, I am an extreme user of cell phone use, and the reason I think this is true is for two reasons. One, Google and others. The power of Google is that their website is simple at the beginning of it. You know, it's only one form
right.
on the homepage.
Right.
What is that most adaptable for? That's perfect for a cell phone screen.
Exactly.
Point two, the power of SMS. Right now, you can SMS Google space movie and a zip code, Google space and a book and a zip code. They will give you what you want via SMS.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Ramon to remind us what SMS is, just in case you've forgotten, or maybe you didn't know, and it's okay if you didn't. Don't worry. 10 till, right back with Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. A little bit Chicago bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ramon Ray is our guest, and smallbiztechnology.com is your website, right, Ramon?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
So check that out. They can find your book there, too, can't they?
Absolutely. They should go there about once every minute, I think, Jim. That's a good idea.
I agree with you. Hey, Ramon, what will they find at your website?
Yeah, well, I think when they go there every day, they're going to find three things. They're going to find news to help them understand what technology they should use in their business. Two, they're going to find product reviews of technologies they can use in their business. And lastly, analysis from me and others on how to implement it. So not just the product or technology itself, but how to use it and if they should use it in their business.
Right. Now, when we went to the break, you talked to us about SMS. Remind
Correct.
The audience what SMS is.
Yeah, SMS is short message service, or texting, I should say.
Texting.
And texting is powerful because you have about 160, give or take, characters. That's the limit, and you can send a message. And the power of it that we were talking about as far as Google is concerned is that you can send a text to Google with a search query. So if you're in the beach, in the mall, wherever you are, most of us have our cell phones, and you can send a text to Google, and they will give you a response back of the top three or four search listings via text. So I've done it myself.
And see, that's the beauty of Twitter forwarding.
Absolutely.
Because Twitter works off the same 160 character, except they're 140 character, right?
Right, 140, yes.
140 character, and they send a text message that – that this new product is just in, or in my case, the latest interview is ready, or whatever it might be.
Exactly.
And so then you can click on that text link and pull up the application or the product or whatever it is.
Right. And I think the power of that also, Jim, I just wanted to mention also, is the competitive edge. Because imagine that you're on Twitter, you know, your top competitors or your top customers, whatever. You can know when things happen instantaneously, beating
right.
your competition.
Right, exactly. If you're plugged in the right way, you have to organize what's
right.
being sent to you so it makes it. It's got to be relevant to what you need and how you're seeking information.
Correct, and that's the biggest challenge, I think. On one hand is the technology itself, setting up your Twitter account, setting up your Google,
right.
Yahoo, whatever it is, newsfeed, setting up your phone, and then taking a few hours and really finding out what do I need and how am I going to get it. So that's, you're right, that's another challenge.
Well, for example, let's say you got a customer who's on Twitter.
Right.
And they're posting the news of their business. They got
right.
somebody doing that.
Exactly.
And you're about to call on that customer. Well, if you've got their Twitter post sent to your mobile handset,
mm-hmm.
then before you walk in, you just see that they just made an announcement.
Absolutely. And I think the other part of the beauty of that is maybe you're a copy salesman and you have X number of customers you're trying to pitch. Get news and information on their industry, maybe not forever, but for a few weeks, fed to your cell phone. And just like you said, when you go to pitch them, you'll be able to give relevant information and news on their own industry, not just them,
right.
but their industry to help you sell better.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, Ramon, I was just thinking years ago, decades ago, when I was selling, you know, this would have been science fiction. You know, trying to have this kind of stuff in advance. You know, and
right.
And it's just. I mean, I've spanned some periods where we went from, you know, high tech for us back then was a ballpoint pen. You know,
right.
and now we've got Twitter. I've come a long way, haven't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some other things about wireless that you're excited about?
I think the other thing, Jim, and I was just reading that today and writing about it today, is that, I mean, we all familiar with web conferences. You go online, whether it's WebEx or other companies, IBM and
right.
many other companies have this. You go online and participate in the web conference. Now you can do a lot of it on your cell phone. Maybe not today, it's not perfect, but those of you who have high-speed cell phones,
right.
whether it's the BlackBerry,
3G
Samsung,
and wireless.
Exactly, 3G and others, this is what we're going to find more and more. The bottom line is that more of us are going to be leaving back our traditional notebook, including the netbooks, as you may have been reading, the
yep.
really thin ones, and using the cell phone in its place. That's the bottom line.
Well, and the other thing is we're all going to have to be developing our push technology
right.
so that it looks right on a cell phone.
And that's very important, because many people will say, well, go to my website on a cell phone. It's not going to look right. You're really going to have to.
Some websites just won't work on cell phones.
Exactly. And I know one thing that if people want to Google while they're listening to us, .mobi, I know that they have a domain specializing in creating very small micro websites for cell phones.
Right. Well, that's going to be the future. These are things we're all going to have to do, folks. And this is all part of Web 2.0, isn't it, Ramon?
Absolutely. And I think even we're moving to Web 3.0, Web 2.0 and Web 3.0 being this whole interaction on the mobile phone and cell phone and et cetera, making sure your website, as we said first, Jim, are available to anyone how they want the website to be accessed.
Exactly. Ramon, thanks for being here. The website is smallbiztechnology.com. Ramon, thanks for all that you do for us and for small business.
Thank you. Very kind of you, Jim. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.